my. It smells so very different. This is a very different world, isn't it? No. No, not a different world. A different time. Oh, I suppose that's to be expected. You there? You've invoked me. Tell me, what year is it? Oh my. My. Longer than I had expected. Much longer than before. The world's gotten caught up in itself, and it's moved on without me now, hasn't it? Suppose I've enjoyed my slumber too much. Oh, but you who ask for silence while you bait your breath. You with wisdom, that voice is an improper medium. You, whose questions reside in spirit, not on the tongue. You, who finds nothing in the taste of words but tedium. You. I am your kin, God of thorns, presiding over moments that stretch between the strike of lightning and the thunder it chases. Humbly, I awaken for thee. I am a god that exists only in brief moments, in the moments of anticipation, a beast between beginning and end. I am the shock of a thorn on the skin. In the moments before the blood wells, I am so many insignificant things, and yet you call me. Oh, your heart races, human child. I feel your adrenaline. I am an old god, but I am not fearsome. You have no need to worry. Would one fear the sound the wind makes between the leaves of a withered tree? I suppose, should the gust be fearsome enough, should the wooden trunk be hollow and consumed, but I am no towering oak. You needn't fear my crashing down upon you, and you, human. Do you crash down upon me? Do you tear my roots and call it freedom while you raise? Come. closer into the boundaries of the sigils you've prepared. Let me feel you. You feel. Oh, you've tried to appease me. You've tried to comfort me, haven't you? With superficial ritual. Yes, but you've tried all the same. I shall stay, and I shall hear you. You needn't speak for me to hear, but you're free to do so all the same. Keep in mind, some things are said worse in words than they are in silence. Oh, my. You'll forgive me, I hope, if my own words don't lend themselves well to conversation. Being an old god makes not for an experienced god. So many focus on the main events of their lives, the harvest of their crops and the results of their efforts. And they spare no focus for the time in between. As such, I am not a god accustomed to interacting with the world, not your world, at the very least, not the world of social pleasantries and idle conversations. Odd, isn't it, that holding dominion over the moments in between would leave me so poor in utilizing those same moments. A sense of irony that life has developed, truly. Still, something about you feels like a breath. Being held just a moment too long. And something about you feels like the tide of the ocean as it falls back and one waits for it to return. Like the world has seen you before, but in a different form. The world has been waiting for you. I'm sure of it now. I can't imagine you summoned me with a purpose in mind. None besides a curiosity for stones that lay unturned for too long. If I had to guess, I can't imagine your attempt to summon me would have worked had you had a purpose for me. You want for knowledge and for experience, but you are not wanting for a result. That's a sentiment very dear to me. So many live for goals rather than living for enjoyment. Oh, shouldn't you find that tiring? Gazing into the expanse of time a god finds themselves weary, setting marks to reach, moving the goalposts, as it were. Why make our struggle with time a sprint? Why not enjoy it? Progress. Move forward. But do not progress only for the sake of progressing. Progress to see new sights as you move forward. Progress to meet those who make you feel enriched. And take things as they come. But that is nothing more than an out-of-touch god's rambling. Tell me, young one. Magic has come back to this world, yes. Has settled itself back into the bones and the crevices. Oh yes, back. It was gone for a time. Magic ebbs and it flows. It goes from a trickle to a flood, but it should never stop. And still, stop it did. Not of its own accord, of something other, not a god, not something like me. Gods would never stake interest in stopping magic, nor do I imagine any reasonable living thing would. I wasn't here when the soil grew barren. But from what I've heard, the ones that stopped it for a time, they were neither reasonable nor living. They were an other, a separate thing, entirely. No, but I was not around. It isn't my story to tell. My information is second hand, third hand, fourth. Surely your world has those that remember the story better than a hermit god could. Keep your ears open, and a story is likely to fall into them, whether you intend it so or not. For now, please, sit. Rest with me while I accustom myself. I smell another. Something infernal. Were I to chance a guess, I'd say your first summon or so didn't go as intended. Oh, it's quite all right. There's no need to look embarrassed. Your persistence in pushing beyond your first try is respectable. Determined, curious, hungry for knowledge, and courteous. Atop it all, I thought you were something special. And every moment I spend with you, I become only more resolute in that thought. What makes me think so? Well, what makes you think honey is sweet as it coats the back of your throat? What is it about the sway of the ocean that settles your soul? Certain things just are. And to me, there's a flavor of life that you take that comes across special, unique. Worlds find themselves lost at times, and those inhabiting them often choose to think of the past as darkness and the future as light, with the time in between as the journey traversed between them. I am no god of journeys, but journeys and moments between do have their similarities. Worlds do not traverse cleanly from dark to light. They act with no such order. They balance. And they teeter. And they are sometimes dragged into the light, kicking and screaming. Who drags them there? Not the gods, certainly. It's those with a spark, such as yourself. I wonder how you'll choose to kindle that spark. My kind has a reputation for sitting idly that is unfortunately earned. I met a particular witch. Witches now, I believe, with a spark of their own. A long time ago, I did not help them. They did not summon me. They do not know my name. They do not know my dominion. I was drawn to them. A moth to a flame as it goes. Oh, yes. Does that surprise you that a god would be so taken with a mortal? It happens often. I presided over their journey for a time. I watched as their world teetered upon darkness and felt too much shame in following the traditions of my kind. I did not help, and could not bring myself to watch. They were lucky. Their spark was strong, and they persisted. They didn't need the help of any stray god. But this time, I would choose to follow a different path. And this time I would choose to kindle the fire I found and watch it blaze. You have my blessing, and I very much look forward to watching the ways you light the world up, little witchling.